show up in the world. Would you guys agree?
I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely. So I want to welcome you all here, and I want to welcome those of you that listen in podcast land. And every day I am grateful for Larry Fuchs, who makes Personal Power Podcast available to all of us and helps to keep us connected in this community. And without him, I'm not sure where we would be. A huge amount of gratitude to you, Larry. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So I would love to open the call with some happy-tudes. Who'd like to step out with a gratitude of happy-tude this morning and just share with us a win or a victory? That doesn't necessarily have to be an enrollment or a launch party. It could be just something you've done in preparation for your 90-day game plan. Who'd like to step out this morning?
Barbie.
Hey, girlfriend, let's hear it.
Barbie or Barbie Lee?
Barbie or Barbie Lee, both spoke out.
Let's go Barbie and then Barbie Lee.
Okay, good morning, Susan. I am so excited, Susan. This is the first time, seriously, and I'm confessing, this is the first time I've ever put down all my goals on pieces of paper around the house. And I actually had a meeting with Malcolm, my mentor, and he set me some goals for the 90 game because he feels this is what I can do. And I put all of them up for my 2-star, my 3-star, my 4-star, all different colored papers, different shapes all over the house. You know, as far as kitchens, the hallways, to my laundry, where I do my laundry, my bathroom, the mirrors, everywhere. And as I was writing those yesterday, when I first started doing them, the energy was not like it was when I completed them. It was like I could feel the energy changing because I did like 5-6 sets. And I could feel the energy changing as I was writing them. And that was one thing that I said yesterday, that I was going to write my vision and write my goals and all of what I'm doing here for this 90-day game plan. It feels great. It's just lifted my energy in my house.
And that's a beautiful thing, girlfriend. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, I'll share after Barbie Lee. Go for it. Thank you, Barbie.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. I had a very interesting aha yesterday, and I've been talking to some of my team members about, you know, the 90-day game plan, what do they want for this year, all that kind of stuff. And so I ended up on a Facebook chat during the workday yesterday with one of my team members who was at work and decided to Facebook chat me instead, which, by the way, happens a lot if people aren't aware of that. So if you're an employer, you might want to block Facebook. Anyhow, so she said something that really kind of smacked me, I guess, upside the head and kind of woke me up. And because we were talking about, you know, how motivated is she to reach her goals? Like, what can I do? And she goes, well, it's not like at work where I have somebody hassling me to finish the project, so of course I'm going to do it. She goes, I have to do this all by myself. And I just went, oh, and it just really hit me in the sense of, you know, knowing what she needs, you know, doesn't mean I'm going to sit there and hassle her or anything, but she has no self-motivation. She is the type of person who needs to be told exactly what to do. And I'm like, well, we're entrepreneurs, and I'm thinking, so totally had to shift my focus with her. So I gave her a task, and I said, you have 24 hours to complete it. So I haven't checked my email, but I'm sure she's done it because I hassled her to complete it. So it was quite a fascinating aha for me yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting, BDL, because so many of us really are used to being told what to do. I'm a little bit of a rebel with a cause. In fact, tell me what to do, and I'm usually going to be the person that does the opposite, unfortunately. It's been a detriment in some regards, but in other ways, it's been, you know, the willingness to kind of step outside of the box and think more, you know, think for myself and do things on my own. Anyway, so that's awesome. It's really good to recognize how different people need to be approached. We have one last share this morning.
Mary Jo.
Hi, MJ. Come on out, girl.
Well, as everyone I'm sure knows, is that the Northeast is getting hammered, not as badly, you know, in Delaware as we had predicted, but, you know, bad enough. So my schedule has changed. And normally I'm not always live on the call because I'm in the pool or in the locker room where we're not allowed to have phones out to be listening, because unfortunately people take selfies in the locker room and we don't want them posted on Facebook. Anyway, I don't get on this call live all the time, and I thought to myself, well, of course I'm going to have to make the best of the time, the extra time that I have. So of course I get on the call. But one of the things that I learned at a Jeffrey Combs event on Saturday, which was fabulous, was that, and I had a good group of my team there as well, was that about organization. And that's something that everyone on this call has talked about for a long time. And
we have the hot water boiled.
Yeah, especially Susan. And I thought, you know, I looked around at my workspace and my living space, and I thought, yeah, Mary Jo, you got to deal with this. So I took the time. I had the time, and starting, you know, it still needs a lot of, you know, fine tuning. But I just feel like this big, you know, weight is lifted off my shoulders, because now I feel like I can work. I mean, really, you know, really be focused on work and not the surroundings. So that was a big plus for me, and I'm going to continue to do that today since the roads are still a bit icy. But in any event, I just thought that as starting a new year, that, you know, and I'm sure you've talked about this before in the year, is that organization is a big part of, you know, of what we do, and then we can make headway a lot faster.
That's really good. So that really leads me into what I wanted to talk about today, and I apologize. I had to run out and get my hot water because I'm a little bit chilly this morning. I'm thinking, oh, the kettle's almost empty. Anyway, thank you for that, MJ, because as I sit here in my office, I'm looking around, and I have five boxes that are full of tax papers. Three of the years are already complete, and then I've got 2014 and 2015 sitting there, receipts and stuff that I've already accumulated, and I'm going, man, oh, man, you know, that's a distraction to be in my workspace, to have that administrative stuff that can, you know, get away from my creative and my productive. So, yesterday, Carolyn did talk about, you know, is clutter and disorganization part of what's been holding you back? Is not having a clear focus and having a clear why been holding you back? And, you know, she just sent us out to create our names list at the end of the call. But I want to just go back a little bit to that whole point about your why and your map and your GPS. And, you know, I've thought about this a lot, and yesterday when I was on a call, or the day before I was on a call with somebody, and I thought, you know, it happens to so many of us that, you know, we know that we want to go somewhere, but we have no clue of how to get there. You know, if I were to set out today and I were to want to drive across the country from my home in Peterborough out to San Diego, as an example, this summer to go to a celebration, would I just jump in my car and start heading west and hope that I landed in the location that I want to go? Or would I use a GPS and a map? Probably I would start saying, okay, even if I'm going to use my GPS, we have to get the satellite working, and it has to say, you are here. And oftentimes it doesn't even recognize where you are until you start the vehicle in motion. And then it says, and where do you want to go? And you have to change on the GPS the state or the country that you're going to in order to put in the address before it can guide you to get you there. And it's you know, very, very much like our business. Glenn and I, you know, and I'm going to sum this up, not sum this up, but add more to this. So when we were leaving NYKO, we left NYKO, we put the directions in our GPS to get back to Las Vegas where we were flying out of. And that was pretty simple. I mean, it was one highway, essentially, that we followed, only one exit off of the highway. Really, really simple. But we decided that we wanted to stop at a premium outlet mall in Vegas on our way to the hotel.
Enough for the paper.
And who's ever on the call that hasn't muted yourself, I'd really appreciate if you would, please, by star sixing or pressing your mute button. Thank you. So we set out to go to this mall, and I'm thinking, wow, this is taking a lot longer. I'm feeling a little bit discombobulated. It feels like we're going around in a circle, and we backtracked. And part of the problem was that we had not updated our GPS. So the GPS wasn't clear about where we wanted to go. It was giving us directions based on a previous piece of information that was in there. But once we got parked and we got into the mall and we set out, the first thing that we looked for, or I looked for, was the map that shows the layout of the mall. And once it's, you know, I don't know about you guys, but if you ever have gone into a large mall, you'll see that, you know, they often have a complete map with every store, whether it's women's apparel, men's apparel, whether it's footwear, whether it's, you know, the food court, where the washrooms are, all of those things are laid out. But it always shows you, you are here. It's a little sign that says, you are here. And with that little sign, I think, okay, let's really get set in our boundaries, where we are. Let's look for some landmark, so to speak. So I look over my shoulder and say, okay, we're in between the Nike store and I can't remember what the other one was, and our parking is directly behind us. So that gave me a place to know where I was starting from, and I then looked at where I wanted to go on my way around through the mall in order to get back to that place. And, you know, and I thought, okay, even at that, sometimes I would go in a store and come back out, and I would think, am I going right or am I going left? Oh, yeah, right. I just came from that direction. I'm going this way. And at the end, you know, of our very short trip through the mall looking for batteries for our weigh scale to weigh our luggage, you know, we went in and out of several stores, but we did find our way back effortlessly because we knew where we were going, and we found our way back to the parking lot. And it's much like your why. That's part of your GPS. That's going to get you from where you are to where you're going to go. But you're going to find there's going to be things that are going to take you in and out and distract you. There's going to be detours along the way. So I would be very clear on what I was going in the mall for, but did I get a little bit squirrel syndrome where it's like, oh, let me just run in here, Glenn. You stay outside. I'm going to run in here. Oh, boom, I'm going to go in here, in and out, in and out. Made probably 10 more stops. Didn't buy anything, but 10 more stops that got me distracted from what my mission was along the way. And maybe you can relate. Maybe that's what's happening to you in your business. Maybe your focus isn't so crystal clear, or maybe some of those distractions are things that are coming along just to see how determined you are to get to your destination. And I love how on the map it says you are here. It's kind of like taking inventory in our business. Had a lot of people say to me, well, I want to be a crystal executive in June, or sorry, to qualify in July to achieve all of the bonuses that are available for me. And I'll say, okay, great. Tell me where you're at. Well, what do you mean, tell me where you're at? I said, if I were, I can go into your back office and we can sit down and do an audit with you right now. So I said, you know, let's just use one example. So, all right, so you've been in the business for X number of months, and I'm just going to use a, you know, pull something out of my hat. Person's been in the business for 7 months and personally enrolled 4 people. And I said, okay, how many conversations did you have to enroll those 4 people? I don't know. Can you give me a rough idea of how many conversations you've had? I said, who have you spoken to? What are your circle? Who's your circle of influence? Were they people that you saw face-to-face? Were they people that you connected through Facebook? Were they people that, you know, you've gone outside of your immediate circle? So we determined that the person had spoken to maybe 60 people to enroll 4. And of those 4, 0 were consultants. So I said, okay, so in order for you to enroll enough people to become a crystal executive, how many more conversations based on your current level of skill do you think that you need to have? If your ratio is, you know, 1 in 15 to enroll somebody, and you're going to have at least at this level of skill, until you get into a higher level of productivity, your skills will grow. But if you 15 conversations or connections, touches, to enroll somebody, that might be, it might actually amount to 15 conversations to have 3 to 5 people to take a look at information and then follow up with them, and those 3 to 5 people, one person enrolls. So it's really understanding what your ratio of conversation to follow-up to enrollment, and then your conversion from enrollment to consultant, and where you are right now, because then you can map it out day by day, week by week, month by month, during your 90-day plan, the next 90-day plan, your skill set and your ratio of conversations to follow up to enrollment to conversion will improve if you are consistent in your connections. And it also will be dependent on how coachable and teachable you are and plugged into the system, because as you grow, your influence will grow. Now, if you're somebody that comes in and you already have a high level of influence, your number of conversations may be 3 to have somebody take a look at information, to follow up and have an enrollment. And then your influence and your ability and your skills to be able to explain to that person what's in it for them to bring 2 other people along, the you plus 2, them plus 2, will be determined on, you know, your influence as well, and your ability and your skill set to show that to other people by helping them understand, again, what's in it for them. So just some statistics going back, you know, 7 years for Glenn and I, and when we looked at our ratio, our ratio was 30 enrollments to have 10 consultants. So that was a 1 in 3 ratio. And that's, you know, kind of a little bit above average for somebody brand new coming in, but some of it was our ability to influence people because of the skill set that I already came into Isagenix with. So unlike the other person, 60 conversations to enroll 4, 0 of which were consultants. We've had people in our Isagenix team that have enrolled 10 people, all of whom became consultants. So her ratio was 10 and 10. Next to that, we had 4 people that came in. Their number of conversations, it was less than 1 in 3 conversations to have an enrollment and less than 1 in 2 conversion to consultant. again, high level of influence, very clear and concise in how they explain things and really clear about making this about the other person. So what I would encourage is to really, really be willing to sit down and say, let me look at my numbers. How many people have I personally enrolled, or sorry, have I had conversations with? And maybe you don't know that, but just do a guesstimate of how many conversations per enrollment that you've had. Mark it down in a piece of paper. And how many of those enrollments converted to personally enrolled consultants? And how many of those personally enrolled consultants have you assisted to go to manager, director, and executive? And when you lay that all out, that's your GPS to say, wow, if my goal is to achieve this, and, you know, some people have set a lofty goal to max out, and some have set a goal to go 3-star and 4-star and 5-star, whatever that is, you know, if you're starting at yourself and maybe one consultant, Crystal Executive is absolutely achievable, but it's being willing to have that DMO, that daily method of operation that's going to get you there, always having that destination in mind and breaking it down step by step by step. So an example would be, today is Tuesday. If you need 15 conversations to find one person of your follow-up that says yes, then you might be somebody that has to front-load your week and say 15 calls today, 15 calls tomorrow, 15 calls, and mark it down, you know, and your date, your number of conversations, the amount of follow-up you're willing to do, and the number of people that you open accounts for. So I would start a chart that would go from left to right, C for connection, follow-up, enroll or slash associate. Next to that would be consultant. Next to that would be manager. Next to that would be director. Next to that would be executive. So it all starts with conversations. And how many are you willing to have to get there? And just watch the magic. So I would put down the number that you expect right now. And then, so we have a split column. On the left side would be the number of conversations you believe you need currently based on your skill set and your past performance, where you are now. And then the next column, say, the number that you actually have. And just watch the magic. Map that out for the next 90 days if you're willing to. Take, you know, a blank notebook or put it on your whiteboard, whatever it is you need. And watch the magic happen as you start to see, oh, my number of conversations are going down from 15 to 10 to 8 to 7 to 5. Before I have a person, because you're growing and your belief in yourself is growing. The energy that you carry about you is growing because you know that you are having a positive impact on other people's lives and you're making it about them. So if you find yourself to be stuck, be willing to say, this is where I am, this is where I'm going, and be willing to turn to somebody that is part of your support system and say, man, you know what? I don't understand. I'm having 30 conversations and I still can't get somebody to take a look at information. Maybe there's something very little that needs to be fine-tuned. We have a gal that's just a vivacious personality, high level of influence. Her husband owns, you know, a business that has several locations, beautifully, beautiful, well-respected, but she was approaching her circle of influence about a business at NYK, and, you know, she's spoken to at least 200 people. And at NYKO, and I'm not quite sure who it was, whether it was Jay, I think it was Jay Bennett that talked about, or maybe it was Angelique Nori that talked about not talking about a business, but talking about cash flow. And that was her breakthrough. She said, oh, my goodness. She said, I realize I've been talking about a business opportunity, and these people are already up to their like they're floating in it. They're, you know, they're already so heavily engaged in their own business, they don't need another business. And I said, no. I said, because if you had offered me and I was offered a business, I would have been absolutely not, number one, because I was never going to get into network marketing again, and I knew that that was what the model was. And number two, I just had too much on my plate. So we go, you know, if you approach that person and think, wow, you know what, I'm super excited. My husband and I have found a way to manage our stress, to keep all the balls up in the air that we have to bounce all the time, and it's a nutritional system. Would you be interested in taking a look at it? That's the kind of person you might want to just start with, getting them on the products to help their mental capacity, their performance be at an all-time, you know, high, their ability to manage their stress. And if they have an amazing outcome, they may be somebody that will convert to an interest in the business and to an additional stream of cash flow. So, guys, I'm going to stop there because it is the bottom of the hour, but I'd like to open up the call and just find out what you're receiving from this.
Sue, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, thank you so much. You know, that made a lot of sense. Is talking, you know, the more people we talk to, the more we start honing our skills, to the less people we talk to the more looks we get.
Absolutely, because if you don't know where you are, you absolutely will never get where you're going.
Right, and that's been kind of discouraging many times, but I can't not do it. That's the problem with isogenics. I can't not talk to people about it.
Hmm. But there might be one little thing, Dave, like if you were willing to discreetly think, oh, you know what, I'm going to talk to this person, I'm going to put my phone on record, I'm going to have my conversation, and then go to your support system and say, hey, help me out here. Would you help me fine-tune this conversation? And then practice the new way next time. Or listen to a training call where somebody else tries a technique and say, you know what, I could take a little bit of that and apply it to my personality, and let's try this one more time. We have to be willing to fail forward and get back up again. But it could be something really simple in our approach that has to shift. And oftentimes, it's how we are showing up. It's our energy that we bring about us, oftentimes, is part of the equation. Well, it's not part of the equation. It's a big part of the equation.
Hey, Sue.
Hi.
Hi, this is Ruby. Hi.
Hi, darling.
Gorgeous. I just wanted to share these things. One is the cash flow. I like the way it sounds because I think it is true when we say business that people kind of get scared, especially people who have not had their own business before. You know, they think it's such a big thing. And also, if I may, I wanted to share something that I'm going to pull a Carolyn Rodriguez with, is it Dave that just spoke, the man that just spoke? Dave?
Yeah.
And he said the problem with isogenics, if I heard him correctly, Dave, the problem with isogenics is we can't not share it with people. So if you just would like to shift on that word, the problem with isogenics was something like the great thing with isogenics is we can't not share it with people. And you know how I listen to the skulls and I hear about how we have to watch our languaging all the time. And so I'm becoming more and more aware of that. And so when I heard it, I thought, okay, I'd share it. You know, instead of looking at it as the problem with it, that's the great thing about it.
Absolutely, Ruby. Thank you for that. Let's have one more share and then we're going to wrap up the call.
Margaret from Kingston.
Hi, Margaret.
How are you? Thank you, Sue. I loved your analogy about the GPS and the map of, driving to San Diego from Peterborough, because we drove from Kingston to San Diego for celebration last year, so it really connected with me. And I got thinking about how I could take the planning that I did for that trip into what I'm doing with my business. And for several times I've heard Jimmy Smith say, know your numbers, know your numbers. But I never quite understood what that meant. And you explained it so well today, and I want to thank you for that, because now I know what I need to track and what I need to account for in my business to keep moving forward. So thank you.
You're very welcome. If I can just, you know, I'm going to carry on with this a little bit next week just to share with everyone what I personally did and that I have made a very firm decision to do this time. In my written goals to, you know, not just Glenn and I land in the French Riviera, but to help other people to get on that amazing, amazing trip. And again, it all is about knowing exactly where we are and breaking it down week by week by week and mapping it all out and saying, ah, you know what, let's take a look at our success ratio in this area. And let's take a look at the skill set that we need to develop in order to help other people to get there as well. So it is 10:35. Thank you all for joining me. I'd really appreciate, as your call to action, if you would sit down a quiet place, get honest and real with yourself, take a look at your back office, where you sit today. You might be sitting here on this call as an associate, and you want to achieve that goal of Crystal Executive or, you know, a solid paid-as three-star Golden Circle to earn your $150,000 to get to the French Riviera. It's all possible. As a man thinks, so shall he be. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Susan.